Hi, this is Dan Sheridan. Welcome to Concordant Studies. Today we're going to be reading from the Concordant Commentary, the Introduction to Romans. If you're a sinner and you want to know how to be just before God, just read Romans. And if you're a saint and you want to be at perfect peace with God, ponder Romans. I came to know God by studying Romans. It's the portion of God's Word which is adapted to show all men God's present grace. It's the foundation which prepares us for the higher teachings of Ephesians. In Acts 13, Paul was severed by God to minister to the nations. Up till that point, God's message that was preached by the Lord Jesus and his apostles was limited to the circumcision. Their message was concerned with the kingdom promised by the prophets to Israel, and that message falls far short of the grace of God revealed through Paul in Romans. The message of the Lord Jesus and the apostles promised a probationary pardon based on their repentance, the repentance of Israel. But here in Romans, we have a complete vindication or justification based entirely on faith. That is way better. Romans is dominated by three great doctrines: justification, conciliation, and sovereignty. First, justification, which is God's own righteousness, which he shares with the sinner. Second, conciliation, that's his peace, God's own peace, which he imparts to the believer. And third, sovereignty, his own indomitable will, which forms the immovable basis of all blessing. Now, these doctrines are foundational, but they're mostly unknown today. Justification is commonly degraded to a mere pardon or forgiveness. And conciliation? When's the last time you ever heard about that? It's basically unknown. And finally, God's sovereignty is usually denied. And that's why there's an urgent need to encourage God's beloved saints to give the great truths of Romans the place in their hearts and lives which they deserve. Now, every doctrine in this letter is discussed twice, first from the viewpoint of the individual, and then again from the larger national standpoint. Let's take a look at how it works. First, justification is discussed in the latter half of the third and fourth chapters, and there it shows clearly how anyone may be vindicated in God's sight. And it's discussed again in the latter half of the ninth and tenth chapter. There, justification finds its way to the nations, and that's because Israel failed to achieve it through the law. Conciliation is discussed twice as well. God's present attitude of peace toward all mankind and toward those who are justified is fully set forth in the 5th, 6th, 7th, and part of the 8th chapters. It's discussed again in chapter 11. There, the bearing of conciliation on Israel and the nations is fully unfolded. And God's sovereignty is discussed twice as well. God is absolutely for his people. That's shown at the end of the 8th chapter, and his sovereign will with regard to Israel and the nations is shown again in chapter 9. So we see each doctrine is discussed twice, first from the individual and second from the national standpoint. Now, it's very important to recognize the national scope of the 9th, 10th, and 11th chapters. Way too much confusion has resulted from applying parts of those chapters to individuals rather than to nations. Nothing in Romans 9 through 11, which is said of Israel nationally in their apostasy, was true of Paul himself and the few faithful ones in the nation. Paul wasn't hardened, neither were the other Jewish believers, though the nation as such is. Israel nationally has not attained to righteousness, yet many in the nation cannot be included in this sweeping assertion. The nation, as such, not the faithful remnant, has stumbled. It's Israel as God's national witness in the earth, which is figured by the olive tree. Some of the branches, the unbelieving majority, are broken off. The nations as a whole, the wild olive tree, are grafted into the cultivated olive tree. And now that the nations as such are apostatizing, which we see today, they are about to be cut out. Individual believers in the nations will not be cut out because their faith would keep them in. Well, this has been the introduction to Romans in the Romans commentary. When we come back next time, we'll start with Romans itself, reading the chapters and going through the commentary. This is Dan Sheridan. Paul's letters, we're studying them, the Concordant Commentary and the Concordant Version. Best place to get to know God and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Have a great day.